Blog Talk Radio.
In our eyes I've seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. The world today is darkened. It's getting darker and darker every day. The world today is in a sad condition. The world today is in a sad condition. The world today, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. Jesus' disciple asked Him, "Master, when is the end time?" Well, He told them that no man knows the end time. Even my Father, the angel of heaven, I bow down before my Father. Every hour, every minute, saying, "Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and which is to come." Amen. See, but when you see walls and rumors of walls, earthquake in diverse places, famine, pestilence, earthquake, know ye that the coming of the Lord is at hand. My friend, the coming of the Lord is at hand. I'm here today to remind you about the coming of the Lord. My friend, the coming of the Lord is at hand. No man know the minute nor the hour. He'll be here. But I want to remind you, yes, look at the sign. Look at the wonders. Look at the world today. The coming of the Lord is at hand. My friend, can you imagine His coming is at hand and you are not ready? My friend, we are here to encourage you. We are here to motivate you. We are here to inspire you to get ready for the coming of the Lord. Said when you see walls and ruin the walls, earthquake in diverse places, famine, pestilence, the homosexual marriage and given marriage, the man and woman marriage and given marriage, are my friends. The coming of the Lord is at hand. You may not understand the sign, but the sign of his coming is all over. The sign of his coming is at hand. And it behooves you to get ready and stay ready while his coming is at hand. My friend, today, Jesus, the Son of God, came to this sinful world, suffer and die, that you and I may have a right to the tree of life. My friends, your birds are still falling from the air. The women are marrying women. Men are marrying men. Men are divorcing men. Women are divorcing men. But if they whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. They're the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Who you are, just calling him. He make you glad. He'll give you a robe of righteousness. He make the sad glad, weary, rest, naked cow with a garment of righteousness, hungry water, hunger, thirsty water, and hungry bread, lame walk, sick heal. The dumb speak, the deaf hear, the blind see. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. My friend, you have to call. Because my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And his truth is marching on. My eyes have seen his glory. My eyes have seen him in his glory. My eyes have seen him in his splendor. My eyes have seen him in his mighty power. My eyes have seen him in his glory. The glorious. He is glorious. He is mighty to save. As I said, who is this that cometh from Edom with dying garment from Bozrah, traveling in the greatness of his strength, speakers and righteous, mighty to save. Oh, strong to deliver. My friend, as I saw him with his garment dipped in blood, traveling, said, I am he that was dead, now alive. I have the key of the kingdom. Whosoever are bound on earth is bound. And who are loose on earth is loose. My friends, mighty he was traveling. Mighty to save. saw this old world in a sinful state, looking for someone to pay the price, looking for someone mighty, traveling, mighty to save and strong to deliver, looking for someone to pay the price. But his only son in his bosom said, "Why am I, O Lord, send me?" And he took on the flesh, took on the garment of flesh, and came and lived a righteous life to prove that it's possible to live. He suffered and died, and they whipped my Lord all night long, and they hang him high, and they stretch him wide. He didn't say the word, and they whipped my Lord, and they put a crown of thorns on his head. They said, "Test him. Come down, save yourself. You save many." But at the third hour, the earth shook, the lightning flashed, the thunder rolled, darkness covered the earth. Son of God, say it is finished. He died. He sweat like blood dropped down his cheek, and he died. But you say, "Here am I." He says, "On the third day I rise again." Yes. Early, Sunday morning. Hello. Sunday danger. Go there. And rolled the stone away. And as they rolled the stone away, the earth shook. And he went back to heaven. He had paid the price to sit at the right hand side. Say, "I am he that was dead and am alive." Oh, my friend, today it behooves you, amen, to surrender your life. Oh, what a grand time it'll be. Here we all. We walk up the streets of gold. My heart will rejoice in the morning. Your heart will rejoice in the morning. My heart will rejoice in the morning when I walk up the streets of gold. My friends, my neighbors, sister, my brother. Just a great and getting up morning. May come back to earth. Just a great and getting up morning. When we see Jesus in the air, and he's coming back with those who have paid a price. To be a saint, my friends, my good neighbors, don't you want to be there? Don't you want to be there? When the rollers call up yonder, and your name is there, it be joy in the morning. Oh, there be no more dark clouds. There be no more here. Who is he? Who is he that cometh from Bozrah, from Edom, traveling in the greatness of his strength, speaking righteousness, mighty to save, strong to deliver. His garments were dipped in blood. As he traveled, it was a bloody scene to see him traveling in the greatness of his strength. He give up his royal diadem. He give up his royal. He give up his royal duty and came down in the flesh, sinful flesh, to prove that some souls because Adam race has lost their holiness. You see today, Adam race has lost their holiness. And my God, amen, because my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And the truth is, marching on. My friend, today, his truth yet marches on. His truth yet marches on. Our scripture today we'll be reading from 2 Corinthians 12. This is entirety, if my time allow me. Here, Brother Paul, who was speaking to the Corinthians, said, it is not expedient for me to doubtless to glory. I will come to visit and revealing of the Lord. I know a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Where in my body I cannot tell. Or where out of the body I cannot tell. But knowing God such and one caught up in the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. But knowing how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet myself I will not glory, but in my infirmity. For though I will desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seemed me to be, or that he carried of me. Unless I shall be exalted above measure though the abundance of the revelation there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the message of Satan to baffle me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord twice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my affliction, that the power of Christ might be upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmity, in reproach, in necessities, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Because I become a fool in glory, ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commanded of you, for in nothing and I behind the very chiefest apostle, though I be nothing. Surely the sign of an apostle will wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders, mighty deeds. For what is it wherein he was in fear throughout the church, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you, for giving me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you. I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you, Father. Children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundance I love you, the least I beloved. But be it so, I also not burden you, nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with God. Do I make a gain of you by any of them who I sent unto you? I desire Titus. With him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walk we not in the same spirit? Walk we not in the same step? Again, think ye that we exercise ourselves unto you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things daily, beloved, for your edification. For I fear lest when I come I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as he would not. These there be debaters, envious, rats, strife, backbite, whispering, swearing, turbulent. At least when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and that I shall be well among which have sinned already, and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication, unless the savageness which they have committed. My friend, my time is just about up, but I want to remind you that Jesus was seen in the greatness of his strength. He said, who you see that coming from Bozrah travel in the greatness of his strength, speaking righteousness, mighty to save. Before I leave you, I want you to know there's two trains on the track. One going upward train, and one going downward train. The upward train is the gates of pearl, the streets of gold. The angels bow down before the silver water running down the throne of God. The luscious garden, I can visualize it right now as I saw it, as he showed it to me. The tree of life, where you eat and you'll never die. But the other train, they call him the hellbound train. My friend, the devil himself. The devil himself is the engineer. He is. He said, ha, ha, ha. You had paid your way on this train. You have very well paid your way on this train. And I'll land you safe. Why you duty bound? Oh, my friend, you have cheated. You have robbed. You have stealed. You have did all the atrociousness of sin. And so you are well paid your fare. And I'll land you safe in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. But my friend, you see, the life you live, there's a price you paid. Whether you're going on the upward train or the downward train, you are paying a price as you live to pay your fare, because there is no ticket at the door. There is no one. You have to have your reservation and your ticket in your hand when you get there. There's no one at the door waiting to take your ticket. You have to have your ticket in your hand. You have to have your ticket in your hand at the door in order to have your ticket. You have to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his path, and he will abundantly pardon you. He will abundantly pardon you. And he will abundantly pardon you. And my friend, today, you still have an opportunity. You still have an opportunity to just ask God to save your soul. And I'm sure he'll save your soul. He set you free. He'll pick you up. Turn you around. Now, friend, one day he picked me up and turned me around. And I never looked back. There were some obstacles in the road, but I've overcome them. And now, my friend, Yeah, no looking back. I'm on my way to see my Lord. I'm on my way to see my Lord. I'm on my way to see my Lord. I'm on my way, oh Lord. Oh, if you don't want to go, don't you hand to me. Oh, if you don't want to go, don't you hand to me. If you don't want to go, don't you hand to me. I'm on my way, praise God, to see my Lord. Oh, I'm on my way to see my Lord. I'm on my way to see my Lord. I'm on my way to see my Lord. I'm on my way, praise God, to see my Lord. If you don't go, don't you hand to me. If you don't want to go, don't you hand to me. If you don't want to go, don't you hand to me. Hey, I'm on my way, oh Lord, to see my Lord. I'm on my way to see my Lord. I'm on my way to see my Lord. I'm on my way to see my Lord. I'm on my way, oh Lord, to see my Lord. If you don't go, don't you handle me. If you don't want to go, don't you handle me. Oh, if you don't want to go, don't you handle me. I'm on my way, oh Lord. I'm on my way.
Did you used to go out with guys?
If you want to go,